Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard another edition of the Weekend Sports Overnight America. Marty Terrell along the way. Bailey Peck, always good to hook up with Bailey as well. As we roll through a long holiday weekend, as the curtain will fall on summer, even though it's not until, what, September 21st. I mean, you got 3 weeks, but you can feel the, even on the East Coast, you feel a little bit of that hint of fall in the air. You just know. And you start to see the underbelly of the leaves start to change. And it's kind of like getting old and seeing your temple start to take on a little gray hair. You can cover it up like I do with color and defy Father Time. But at the in the end, Father Time always catches up before the finish line, right? But anyways, baseball front and center, a special U.S. Open segment, Herb Chambers and the fine Honda folks in New England, Seekonk, Burlington, Boston, and Westboro, Massachusetts, James Bulger and the staff in Westboro are putting up some great numbers. So, yeah, we want to give them a nice Sports Overnight America weekend shout-out. You know, we haven't talked about the affiliates in a long time either, so I'll do that. You know, WGCH, Greenwich, Connecticut, Marshalltown, Iowa, I know Youngstown, Ohio, and a whole bunch of others. So we want to really pay tribute and pay homage to our affiliates in the terrestrial radio spectrum of Sports Overnight America. So we look forward to that. Also, Broadway show last night. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you this right now. This show on Broadway, Old Mary, is an absolute side-splitting, rollicking laugh fest. And it's in 88 minutes. I couldn't believe it. I absolutely could not believe it. And Bailey, don't forget to give me time because I'll go long. And so throw me up a chat when I got 30 seconds. So as we program the show while we're on the air. But anyway, so I'll do that as well. It was great at the Lyceum Theater. It was really good stuff. So I'll review that. All I can tell you, it was one of the best places I've ever seen. Stop laughing. But there's a nice little backstory on how I was able to go. So we'll do that. I'm Marty Terrell, Bailey Peck along the way, 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529, presented by Herb Chambers Honda. Coming right back.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org. And help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect. And by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together. And we will start today. Celebrate responsibly.
All right, talking the world of sports, it's the weekend edition. We're on the East Coast. Marty Terrell here along the way. U.S. Open coverage coming up here. Oh, this time next week as we will roll into September. And I'll give you the U.S. Open stuff bottom of the hour, but I'm going to fly nice and solo tonight, so if someone out there in Radio Land wants to chime in at 800-878-PLAY, 800-878-7529, Bailey Peck will put you right through. We'll try to squeeze in a call or two, but yeah, my buddy Terrell Mancuso, my last name is his first name. We call him T. Great guy. Him and his son and his granddaughter, and I don't think the granddaughter went last week, but they do these baseball trips in the summer. It's awesome. So they've done so far this year. Where's the first one they did? I'm trying to think. I don't really remember, but I remember the second one because it was just a couple weeks ago. They did, and they're big Yankee fans, the whole household. They live in the Springfield, Mass., Suffield, Connecticut area. Between Springfield and Hartford. But anyway, so T and his son Tony and the granddaughter went to St. Louis. And then they, and they're Italian. So I said, look, you're going to one of the great cities for Italian cuisine on what they call the Hill. Joe Garagiola grew up there. Yogi Berra grew up there, all-time Yankee great, and a host of others. I mean, it's just unbelievable. The Hill in St. Louis, famous for some of the most unbelievable Italian dishes you can imagine. It was weird because last night in New York, after the Broadway show, I went to Tony Napoli's, and it's right next door to the Hotel Casablanca Hotel on West 43rd and two blocks from the theater. And their Italian food is outstanding, too. So anyway, so they're in Chicago tonight, and it's Yankees, White Sox, and the Yanks. You know, the Yanks are doing what they have to do right now, and that is, you know, they're beating up on the Sisters of the Poor. You know, they're beating up on bad baseball teams. They just swept Washington at home. They've got Chicago. They whooped them 10-4 last night, I want to say it was. And then they'll finish up the weekend in Chicago and head to Houston, where it's, you know, there's going to be no laying down by the Astros. Meantime, the Red Sox are 3.5 back. Toronto has Milwaukee. So as we roll into this sports weekend here on Sports Byline, look, I'll get to the football here in a moment. But baseball is really going to take I think, a huge, huge step forward in terms of the race is tightening, because Milwaukee is very stout, and that series is in Milwaukee. So let's see what Toronto's all about. You know, and I'm going to, you know, yeah, could it be a World Series preview between, you know, Milwaukee and Toronto? Sure. I mean, it's not out of the question. You know, division leaders, and Milwaukee has got the best record in baseball. So that'll be interesting to keep an eye on. Boston's got Pittsburgh. Now, they've got, the Red Sox made, you know, some interesting moves. Walker Buehler, who, what do you have, 8 years with the Dodgers, 31 years old. He came back from Tommy John. He got his walking papers today, and the Red Sox against Paul Skenes in Pittsburgh on Friday, which is, you know, interesting because Skenes is outstanding on a bad baseball team, and Peyton Tolles is going to get thrown right into the mix of a, you know, a pennant race and a divisional race in the American League East with Toronto, the Red Sox themselves, and obviously the revitalized New York Yankees. So really interesting that the Red Sox are doing that. But and that one caught me off guard. I thought Buehler was decent, but the last time out, I want to say it was against, I'm trying to think here, but he was just all over the place. It might have been against the Yankees. I don't know. But he was trying to paint the corners. He just didn't have it. He didn't have great command. He wasn't horrible, 7-7, but the ERA told you all the Red Sox were concerned about and was close to 6. And that's not going to cut it. And his last outing, I think, was very subpar. So, you know, they signed him to a $21 million deal. So it's not like the Red Sox didn't swing and miss themselves. But Buehler's the type of kid at 31. I don't think he's done. And, you know, maybe a contending team out there is going to say, you know what, if we need somebody to just try to eat up some innings and maybe get the benefit of a fresh start, then Walker Buehler might be the answer. So, but today is Buehler's day off because he got the heave-ho and got his walking papers. Now, around baseball, look, we know the Dodgers and Padres are hooked up in a matchup, and so we will look and see how that – I mean – right now, you got to give LA a big lift going into this weekend because you look at, I mean, the schedule maker does. Okay, yeah. Toronto is at home, so I got to correct myself. Toronto is at home against the Brewers, so that's a big difference. Told you Red Sox, Pirates, White Sox, Yankees in the South Side. Padres are in the Twin Cities against the Twins, obviously. And you've got the Dodgers home to the Arizona Diamondbacks. Cubs, Rockies. Cubs should have a big weekend. Tigers, Royals, you know, big edge to Detroit. Marlins, Mets in New York, crossed away from the U.S. Open. And last night the Marlins got them. So the Mets are still, you know, you give you a shake because that team just isn't right. I mean, they just can't get it together with any semblance of consistency. They're just not doing it. But that's how the baseball shapes up as we roll into the holiday weekend. Now, Pittsburgh will roll through, and then you're going to get the Guardians in Boston against the Red Sox. And that'll be interesting. You'll have a matinee and a lot of afternoon baseball Monday, of course, Labor Day. But the Guardians will come in, and then the Red Sox, if I had to look or guess, I would say after the Guardians series, I believe the Red Sox will wrap up with them on the third or the fourth. Yeah, they'll wrap up on the third. And next Thursday night, you know, you've got Cowboys, Eagles with the start of the NFL season. And then the Red Sox, let me just see here. They are going to, they go to Arizona to take on the Diamondbacks. And that'll be interesting, too, because, you know, you look at Arizona and you say to yourself, wow, what do you got to worry about? They're, you know, record-wise, they're horrible. That's not necessarily the case because they've got bats, and occasionally they get some pitching. And so, you know, you want to put those games automatically against teams sub-500 and struggling. You want to put those in the win column almost, you know, as a matter of fact. It doesn't work that way. You still have to play these games. You still have to go away from your home ballpark. You're going to go clear across the country from the Northeast out to the you know, out to Arizona, and it takes its toll. It really and truly does. And meanwhile, you know, you're going to have the Padres taking on the Rockies, and the Rockies are arguably not only the worst team in baseball, one of the worst in a long time. And then after we get through Labor Day, you're going to see Toronto and the Yankees go head-to-head in New York. So not only are you going to have the U.S. Open in its final days, you're going to have the Yankees and Blue Jays. So needless to say, New York City and that area is really going to groundswell. And, of course, when the NFL starts, you got the Giants, you got the Jets, and the season's going to open in Philadelphia with the Cowboys. You had Micah Parsons dealt yesterday. This is the confluence we talked about. You get college football, you got baseball, you got the National Football League, all just coming together. Then you throw in a major tennis tournament and just spin the calendar ahead a year. Then you're going to have the World Cup next year in places like New York, New Jersey at MetLife. You're going to have it up at Gillette Stadium. You're going to have it in Chicago. You're going to have it in L.A., San Francisco, Miami, Houston, 11 venues here, two or three in Canada, and another two in Mexico, three countries hosting the 2026 World Cup. Wow. Just think of what it's going to be like coming up in the next few weeks. And then forecast a year from now, it is going to be crazy. And I mean that in an absolutely good way. All right, we'll take the break. We'll come back on the other side. We want to get into the football, but I got to do some U.S. Open stuff. Alcaraz survived, and I mean survive. And let me tell you something, a lot of bated breath, a lot of held breath when Alcaraz went down with an injury on Friday at Flushing Meadow. We'll get into that, and we'll kind of forecast what we should see. And Djokovic is going to get an early start to his weekend at Flushing Meadows. Coming back here, I'm Marty Terrell. This is Weekend Sports Wrapping right here on Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition.
If you've got a property that you've been trying to sell and you've tried almost everything, I want to tell you about something that you haven't tried yet. You're going to think this offer is too good to be true, but it's not. Thousands of customers have sold their homes in any condition with Need to Sell My Home. This is a real opportunity from a highly rated company that buys homes all over the country. Did you know it's possible to sell your home right over the phone with no real estate commissions and no pesky open houses? Plus, every offer is a cash offer with no mortgage holdups. To find out how much you can sell your home or property for, call now. Take 5 minutes of your time and call for this 100% free quote to sell your home.
800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. 800-430-0674. That's 800-430-0674.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Talking about the sports here on Sports Overnight America, Sports Byline Broadcast, Marty Trill along the way. All right, let's look at college football in this segment. We'll sprinkle in a little pro, then I'll do some, quick hit on the NFL. We got to do a little follow-up on Micah Parsons, I think, in fairness. And then we'll do a little bit of Broadway shows, a little bit of pop culture as we head towards the last weekend of summer, long weekend, Labor Day weekend. Now, people say, well, wait a second. I was on a train today, and people, well, you know, why? It's still 3 weeks of summer left, which is true, but you're starting to see it and you feel it in the air, number one. Number two, this is when people, you know, going to the beach after Labor Day is kind of like taking sand to the beach, right? You just kind of go, yeah, I mean, you can get away with it, but it's just weird. I think it's almost like a mentality, a thought process. You know, after Labor Day, people close their camps, boats come out of the water, not that week, but they, you know, I mean, unless you're a real boating enthusiast, if you're a summer boater, you know, you can listen to Yacht Rock Radio all summer long, but after Labor Day, you're dropping the oar and you're putting the boat away for the most part. Doesn't mean you can't take it off the blocks and run it back out there, because we all know what you're going to get. You're going to have college football delays with thunderstorms. You're still going to have foul weather. You're going to have delays, lightning delays in football, even in the NFL. They see lightning, they're not going to put 80,000 fans and their lives in jeopardy. You're going to have games played in 90-degree heat because it's more than Indian summer. I mean, you're going to get some 90-degree games where it's just like, wow. But it quickly changes, because once September runs its course, then October, yeah, you'll get some nice balmy Saturdays and Sundays. But you also it can get tricky and a little bit difficult to navigate in a hurry. All right, so let's look at college football. I mean, you know, you got to go to the Friday night, and we'll look back at that with our updates over the weekend here on Sports Byline. But you have to look at, you know, Georgia Tech at Colorado, you know, the coaching situation with Dion, life after Shador, life after the other Sanders, life after, you know, arguably one of the best two-way players since Dion with Colorado. And so it's really going to be interesting to see where they go in terms of, well, they're still going to get a lot of media attention because of Dion, but that's going to only have a shelf life as long as they're relevant. So if Georgia Tech goes into Boulder Friday night and blows them out, you know, that'll be the story. And then if they continue to waffle and struggle, that narrative will quickly change. No question about it. So, you know, that's a game you want to pay attention to. Now, you look around college football on Friday night, you know, Auburn, Baylor, that's one, obviously, that'll make the weekend mentions. You know, Army's home against Tarleton State, and I put that in one of the, you know, sports updates. In that Army, you know, at Mikey Stadium, they're going to serve alcohol. They're going to serve alcohol at the at West Point. And this is the state of college football is, you know, alcohol, they know the students drink. If you're of age, they're going to serve it. Usually they shut it down right after half or in the middle of the third quarter, which is always a good idea. Because here's the problem, and it's the same thing in the NFL. It's not so much that you serve the alcohol in the stadium that's the problem. It's the tailgating ahead of time. So you have to train your beer pourers and your alcohol servers, and a lot of times these are students themselves. So you get a 1 o'clock East Coast kickoff or a 2 o'clock East Coast kickoff. A lot of these fans have been drinking since 6 o'clock in the morning, this too on a Saturday, after they were up all night staying in campers and tailgating on Friday even, especially before big games. You don't think the Ohio State fans weren't partying or won't be partying on Friday night? You know they will. And that game kicks off at noon on Fox on Saturday, and you know that the tailgate and the alcoholic beverages will be flowing at the crack of dawn. It's just the reality of it. So you've got to train your wait staff and you got to your beer pourers and your servers in the stadium to do what? To identify someone who is extremely intoxicated over the legal limit, and don't even pour them a drink, don't even serve them a drink because of the liability situation. So that's the tricky situation that we're getting now at the college stadiums. But it's money they can't walk away from. They can't do it. And especially now in the era of name, image, likeness, and basically free agency has come the way of college sports like it has in the professional ranks. So it's not going away anytime soon, or if ever. It's not, because that genie's out of the bottle. The no alcohol ship has sailed a long time ago. And slowly but surely, 306 colleges across the NCAA are going to say, we can't turn it down. Now, will it trickle down to Division II and Division III schools? Wouldn't surprise me. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. All right, so then we head to Saturday. I mean, it's so good to kick off, especially if you're on the West Coast. If you're in California, you're in the Pacific time zone, you're going to roll out of bed on Saturday morning at 9 to Ohio State at home against Texas with football quarterbacking royalty on display in the burnt orange with Arch Manning. That's appointment television. It just is. And it'll be really, really interesting to watch to see how he's got two starts under his belt. But this is his first start where he is in the deep end of the pool, shark infested. Everything will get blown out of proportion, both good, bad, or indifferent. He's football royalty in this country. He's a Manning. And when you're a Manning, you're going to get a lot of attention. And if you do well, it's going to be great and positive. If you don't, you know what they do. The media, they shoot daggers relentlessly. So that's the feature game. But look what else is on tap when you just look around. I mean, you can make cases for the following games. Alabama, Florida State. Huge. Why? Florida State started last year in Dublin, got whooped, and what happened? And the year prior, you know, screaming and yelling, undefeated, we deserve to play. In the playoff, national champion, it got absolutely destroyed by Georgia in the bowl game. Destroyed. And so, you know, Mike Norvell had to, you know, survive that year because there's no guarantee. You could have the greatest year ever and you have a 2-win season like Florida State did, your job's in jeopardy. And so this is a huge spot for them. You know, and Florida State's looking across the way going, okay, yeah, we're at home, but guess what? We got Alabama. And don't forget, Alabama lost to Vandy last year. Let me repeat that. Alabama lost to Vanderbilt last year. So don't think that Coach DeBoer isn't under a microscope at Bama. And then you go Georgia against Marshall, not a big deal. But, you know, listen, Georgia wants to be thought of as still. When you look at college football this year, who do you think of? You think of Ohio State. You have to put Penn State now into that equation. Texas, obviously. And I say Penn State, no worse than 2 or 3. Georgia likes to think they're a top 4 team. So, you keep at least the first half of the game against Marshall, you want to see how they respond. Then you got the Notre Dame, the Clemsons, the Oregon, the Alabama, and the LSUs of the world, right? So that's where we go there. So Georgia, you know, you don't go crazy about that. But then you start looking towards, other games on Saturday. And you'd have to, you have to maybe pay attention to what? I would say Clemson, LSU. Michigan, New Mexico, Southern Cal, Missouri State. You don't get too wound up about those games, at least both sides of the equation. I think you have to really pay attention to Sunday, where you've got Notre Dame going into Miami, the Irish going up against Carson Beck, late of the Georgia program, and then on Monday night. I mean, it just doesn't get any better because you're going to serve up a college version of Monday Night Football with Bill Belichick's first game in Chapel Hill, Tar Heel football. Here comes TCU, and North Carolina is obviously going to be an underdog in that game. But all eyes on Belichick. All eyes on Belichick. And I found it very interesting to read today how much time Belichick spent with the University of Washington. Not only the head coach who was with the Patriots, but his son, Steve Belichick, who's the defensive coordinator, and how Belichick, and leave it to Bill, right? Not only does he have a great time doing it, but he ends up pillaging a couple of players. I think he ended up with two guys or three guys off the Washington Husky roster that transferred out in the portal and ended up with Belichick at the University of North Carolina. So there you go. When the cat's away, the mice will play. Well, that's what Belichick did. All right, we'll come back. We got a lot to get to. We'll do a little NFL talk. We'll set the stage, part of a big sports weekend right here on Sports Overnight. I'm Marty Terrell. Don't go away.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Hi, this is Marty Terrell, Sports Overnight America. Check out our app. It's in the Apple Store right now under Sports Overnight America. Download and enjoy scores, interviews, highlights, all the podcasts. The weekend edition, Saturday night, 7 to 10 Eastern time. And weekend replays, 24/7. You can listen to Sports Byline USA, NFL, NBA, NHL, hockey, English Premier League, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly.
There you go, a little backstabbers. Hi, Marty Troy here on Labor Day weekend as we roll into the last long weekend of, I think, of the calendar year, right? Do we have any other Monday holidays? I don't think we do. Well, hold on a minute. What about Veterans Day? Anyways, we shall look. And speaking of veterans, shout out to the American Forces radio network. But yeah, if you're traveling this weekend, this Labor Day weekend, you know, the old cliches are not cliches when it comes to life and death. Don't drink and drive, and be careful out there, whether you're going to Maine or Anchorage, Alaska, Hawaii, Florida, Texas, wherever you are. Be careful out there. And thanks for taking time out of your busy life to tune in here. Sports Overnight America and Sports Byline. All right, so I got to give full credit to this article by Eric Richter in the New York Post. And I had no idea. When I first read this, I was like, there's no way. There is no way the first paragraph and a half is true. And I'll read the first paragraph and a half. Parity and the new faces are what make the National Football League the biggest sport in America. And every season since 1990, we've seen at least four new teams each year in the playoffs. So in 2024, the new postseason qualifiers were the Broncos, Chargers, Commanders, and Vikings. Think about that. Every single year for 35 straight years, that has been the case. Four new teams in the playoffs. Now, granted, the playoffs have changed over the years, making it, what, more likely to get four new teams? More teams, but more playoff spots, so it's basically a wash. But what Eric Richter did, and I might effort to get him on at some point here, he looks at what are the most likely four teams to be the 2025 newcomers to the postseason. And when you look at the playoff structure from last year and you look ahead to this year, he immediately crosses off the New Orleans Saints, and I agree with him there. They're going to start a quarterback, Spencer Rattler, who beat out Tyler Shough, who was drafted, I believe, in the second round. And Rattler, when he came out, he was drafted, I got to think, in the fifth or sixth round. And so he beats out their second round pick. The next one that he immediately crossed off his list, and I agree with this, for one, there's a multitude of reasons, but one good reason to draw a line through the Cleveland Browns. And they're one of four teams that's never been to the a Super Bowl. But the Browns' schedule, the way it starts, I mean, they're going to be 0-4, and they might just be 0-6. And we had Jeff Rich on last week. He and Jen Rich, the Riches, as I say, who do a great job on Sports Overnight America Monday and Tuesday nights. And the Browns very well could be 0-6, and they're starting Joe Flacco at quarterback. And they're starting Joe Flacco at quarterback for what? Because he's a veteran player, got a boatload of years in the league. And if anybody can get them to, you know, somehow navigate their way through a brutal, never mind the first quarter of their schedule, the first third of their schedule is going to render Cleveland in a brutal division. The AFC North is brutal. I mean, you got Pittsburgh, Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Cleveland. I mean, it's not going to be easy. And the Browns are looking like the Giants from a year ago, where the Giants went 3-14. And speaking of the Giants, I mean, are they a likely team to break through? I don't know. I think it's more likely that head coach Brian Daboll is going to get fired. I mean, the NFC East, you know, I don't have to tell you. Washington, and not necessarily this order, Philadelphia. Dallas is taking a step back because Dak Prescott, I don't believe in him. I just don't. I don't know how else to say it. I just don't believe in Dak Prescott. He puts up great numbers at times, but I'm just not a believer. It's not like he's a quarterback that instills the kind of, you know, security that, you know what, he's going to get us there. We're going to make a deep run, and with any luck, because you do need sometimes a little bit of luck, and you need, you know, to stay healthy and this, that, and the other thing. The fact of the matter is this. I don't believe in Dak Prescott. Now you got Micah Parsons shipped out. You got Jerry Jones, who's battling cancer. He locked horns with Parsons. Parsons ends up getting, you know, shipped out. And so what the flair that Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones sent to Cowboy Nation yesterday, in my opinion, was this. Hey, we got their 20, 26, and 27 number one picks. Maybe Green Bay tanks. You know, Love is going to be wearing some kind of apparatus with his bum thumb. So who knows if you know, Love is going to be able to even grip the ball. I mean, who knows? But that's what the Cowboys right now are thinking. Hey, maybe we catch a little lightning in a bottle. We had to give up Frank Clark. That hurt. But, hey, we're getting Micah Parsons. So there you go. And then you've got the Cowboys themselves. I mean, I don't see a playoff team there. I just don't see it. They probably were. I'm not saying one defensive player makes a team, but I'll tell you right now, when it's Micah Parsons, it's a game changer and a season changer that with that trade to Green Bay. So we'll see. What about the Seahawks? Interesting. I mean, do you believe in Sam Darnold? If you do, then you say, you know what? I'll upgrade him. You know, Geno's no longer there. He's out toiling for Brady and the Raiders. But I look at the injury situation that the Seahawks have endured over the years, and it's probably not conducive to a big run by Seattle, but could they sneak into the playoffs? Most definitely. How about the Colts? And Richter writes, Daniel Jones, starting quarterback, need I say more? Draws a line through him. Jacksonville, to me, is one of the most fascinating teams. They are. A couple years ago, I mean, they scared the bejesus out of Kansas City on the road. Trevor Lawrence couldn't get them over the hump. Lawrence had an injury in March season. The thing just spun out of control last year. Let's see what the Jacksonville Jaguars do to turn themselves around. That's going to be interesting. The Raiders, you know, you look at that division, and I've heard people think Denver is going to leapfrog over Kansas City. I think you got to tap your brakes. Now, Bo Nix has been great, and I like what Denver's done. You have to give him credit. But I still think when you look at Kansas City, you're looking at supremacy there. And granted, there's a lot of sideshows. There's a lot, and it's only going to be heightened now that Kelce and Taylor Swift are engaged. But you know what? Ultimately, these guys go out there to play football. More devastating, or not even devastating, more distracting, of course, is losing Rashid Rice for the first six games of the year after his arrest and an automobile accident, and DWI ends up getting a six-game suspension. Here's one, too. You look at Tua quarterbacking in Miami, and I agree here with Richter, who says, and this is true, Mike McDaniel is odds on to be the first coach fired. If the Dolphins get off to a real bad start, Stephen Ross is not waiting. He will be gone. So McDaniel is in trouble. I think you got to look at, I mean, the Jets just made a change. Daboll, certainly, if the Giants get off to a bad start, he's probably going to get the heave-ho. And if Daboll gets fired early on, you're going to start hearing Belichick stories. I mean, you're immediately. And Belichick's not going to depart Carolina after, you know, a couple games. It's not going to happen. But Daboll gets fired, they'll go interim, and then the offseason, Belichick's going to get offered that giant job. And as they like to say, the rest is history. The Jets, is that a playoff team? I don't think so. What about Tennessee? The Titans are going with Cam Ward, rookie at quarterback. So Cardinals, Panthers, Falcons. And then Richter boils it down to, and this is interesting, he's got the 49ers making the playoffs. Now, they had an injury, you know, just decimated by injuries a year ago. And the NFC West right now does look wide open. It really does. Then you've got the Patriots, and there's people thinking right now that the Patriots are a legitimate team this year to really make a run, not to overtake Buffalo, but that Drake May is the real deal. They got Vrabel, a good coach. They let Jabril Peppers go after he had a domestic situation. They waited until today, Friday, and the Labor Day weekend to give him the heave-ho. He appeared for appreciable minutes in their last preseason game, and that told you that Jabril Peppers was still not even remotely close to locking up a spot on the Patriots depth chart defensively and doesn't make the team. I do think the Bears are going to be one of the most interesting teams to watch. First, watch Ben Johnson, that division, the quarterbacking situation, the talent that they have. Can a coach and a quarterback finally get on the same page in Chicago and really make a run? I am fascinated with the Bears. I thought last year would be an appreciable improvement. It wasn't. And then what about the Bengals? Goofiest ownership, most tightwaddish ownership you'll find in pro sports. And yet the Bengals have a great quarterback in Joe Burrow, great skill players, but they don't sneak up on anybody anymore. They just don't. And you're going to get the best shot out of your opponent because beating the Bengals now is a big deal because of Burrow and because the fact of the matter is they're a couple years removed from a Super Bowl. And that's just the fact of the matter. That franchise and that city's come a long way just in terms of their NFL franchise, the Cincinnati Bengals. So really interesting. 35 consecutive years where you've had at least four new teams in the playoffs. That's crazy. I wouldn't have believed that if you told me. Black and white. And did a little research. Spot on. It's absolutely spot on. All right, we'll come back here in a bit. I want to close out on, I tell you, this was the goofiest play, and it was unbelievable. Didn't have a ticket. Got off the air at 7 o'clock. Curtained at 7:30. Blessed in that it was two blocks away from the hotel in New York City. So I figured, you know what? It's worth going over to the box office. I turned the corner from Times Square onto West 45th. And the theater is right there. And I look, and there is those orange cones as far as I can see. There is a line as far as you can see. And I said, well, I'm going to the box office. I don't have a ticket. So I'll just stand in line. So I'll finish this on the other side. But that walk through the line, it just goes to show you, you never know who's listening to what you're saying or what you're doing. And it just worked out unbelievable. So anyways, we'll come back on the other side. I want to tell you about Herb Chambers, too, at their four New England Honda dealers, Seekonk, Massachusetts, Westboro, Burlington, and Boston. Save hundreds, even thousands now. Herb Chambers, Honda, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
All right, down the home stretch, just a couple minutes here. Just wish everyone a really nice, safe, and happy Labor Day weekend. Barbecues, clam bakes, whatever you're doing. Lobster bakes. Getting the boat on the lake, going out to the beach. Just make it a fun and safe weekend. All right, so Jinx Monsoon plays Mary Todd Lincoln. And I love in the playbill at the Lyceum Theater, it says, okay, so it's about Abraham Lincoln and Mary Todd Lincoln. But in the cast mast, it says Mary's husband. It's Kumail Nanjiani. And I'll tell you what, even though he had that beard that was, I could see where it was, I think, a little affixed to his sideburns, it looked like Abraham Lincoln. Then, of course, the top hat. I was waiting for the, you know, come on, the murder scene in the, or the assassination scene in the Ford Theater. It's not what you think, folks. This play was pee your pants funny, but it's really strange because the young guy next to me on my right didn't laugh. And I'm thinking, this is a generational thing. I mean, it was crazy, but here's what I want to say. So I go over there, ticket list, and I look at this long line. I said, no way I'm getting in. I'll go see something else. I'm scouring my phone thinking I'll go. And then all of a sudden, I get up near the box office guy, says, you can't cut in line. And this other guy, I said, well, I just want to talk to see if there's an, I only need one single ticket. And the guy overheard me. One guy, his name was Don Thompson from Philadelphia. And he had four of his buddies and some gal, Kate. And they were all friends. It was like right out of the Big Chill. And Don turned to me and says, and don't forget, tickets at this point are going for $800. And then there's nothing on, even in the, you know, the Vivid Tickets, the Seat Geeks, the StubHubs. There's nothing. BroadwayTix.com, nothing. So he ends up selling me a ticket for $600. Now, that's still a lot of money, but I'm thinking, I was just looking at, I never would have paid $800. I mean, unless I'm in the play, I'm not paying $800. If you give me a part in the play, I'll pay the $800 in installments. It was great. Go check it out. Oh, Mary on Broadway. You will not regret it. And I'll tell you, Jinx Monsoon, she plays the wackiest character I've ever seen in a Broadway production. It's wonderful. Bailey Peck, thank you. Thanks to the whole crew. Enjoy your Liberty weekend. We're out here on Sports Overnight America.